Amen. I'm excited about the move of God. How many of y'all here tonight are in love with Jesus? Oh, I don't see many hands going up, but if there's anybody in love with Jesus tonight, somebody shout up in this place. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lamb of God. We certainly thank God tonight for this time. I tell you, I feel something in the atmosphere. Oh, come on, somebody, wave your hand and say, God, just have your way. God, have your way. Amen. I'm talking about somebody really want a miracle from God tonight. I'm talking about somebody that needed an answer. Come on, you better say, Lord, just have your way tonight. Amen. I didn't come here to go back the same way I came. Oh, bless God. Hallelujah. Shabbaya. Hey. Hey, God, thank you, Jesus. And we just honor his presence tonight. And in the midst of such a wonderful time while the atmosphere is charged with the spirit and the anointing of God. One of the things that I love is it's when someone comes out of expectation. Expectation set an atmosphere that something is going to happen. And not only that, praise God, what excites me also is when I know that one or two of you have come in faith. And if you came in faith, it gives me to know this. It gives me to know that God's going to move. Because the Bible says faith moves God. So if you came in faith, look at the neighbor and say, I know God going to move. Praise God. Faith is something that calls God to move. And when you leave your house coming expecting and believing God, that means God isn't going to show up in this place. Because faith moves him. Oh, how many of y'all have seen miracles by using faith? How many of you have seen an answer to prayer by using faith? God knows your bills got paid by using faith. Hallelujah. Thank God. And certainly we thank God for this type of atmosphere tonight. We honor this, amen, great leadership of this church. Amen. The woman of God, the man of God tonight, Pastor Arthur Shavers and Elder Shavers. Let's give them a hand. Praise God. Come on. Come on. Let's give it up for them. Come on, believers. Come on. Give it up for them. Give it up. Give it up. Give it up for them. We thank God for their ministry and what God is doing in their lives. It is a blessing to know that when God has given you a pastor that has the heartbeat of God, the heartbeat of God is to see everybody saved. The heartbeat of God is to see every one of you blessed. The heartbeat of God is to see every one of you get the thing that your heart so desires. And that's why it is a blessing to have such gifts that God has given, praise God, this ministry, to be able to look into your life and begin to tap into your desires and the thing that you need from God. And our honor tonight just to be a part of the celebration time that God have allowed them, amen, to experience. And even you know something else that is so amazing when God present your pastor that spiritual leadership in your midst. Did you not know that God knows what you need? Now, am I talking to anybody here? God knows exactly what you need. And what is so powerful, Pastor Shavers and Elder Shavers, is that when God gives a gift, now watch this. Amen. A gift is given, and a gift is also chosen. To make it really a gift, you got to put time and effort to find it and give it. It is chosen. I wish I could talk to somebody that gave somebody a gift. And when you give somebody a gift, it has to be special. And the Bible said, God has gave gifts unto men. And the gifts are the fivefold ministry, which is the apostle, the prophet, the pastor, the teacher, and the evangelist. Thank God tonight for your gift. that God has given y'all tonight. Come on, give it up for her. Oh, bless God. Hey! Amen. And all of the fivefold ministry gifts in the house tonight, give them a hand tonight. Praise God. All of the men and women of God. How many of you are ready for a breakthrough this week? Come on, shout, I want a breakthrough. Praise God. We want a breakthrough. Amen. And God is going to do just that. We certainly enjoyed the dances tonight. It was such, amen, an atmosphere created by them. And how that God is doing so many great things in these young people's lives. The youth of tomorrow and those that are really trying to live for God in the midst of peer pressure, in the midst of challenges, in the midst of not having and having. Because many times we don't know, because some of us that have grown up and got beyond the youth, say amen. You have passed those days of thinking like the youth, but they are dealing with challenges themselves. Hello, believers. Even though they're in their world, but they got, my God, something that they got to deal with. And I believe that we got to be able to look into their situations and try to be relevant that they can be reached in this hour. Am I talking to anybody tonight? Praise God. And so I thank God that, amen, for them tonight dancing in such a beautiful, amen, choreographics that they were just putting together with that music. Make me want to dance for a minute. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, look at our neighbor. Said the Bible did say dance before the Lord now. That means all of y'all should be dancers. The Bible said dance before the Lord. And many times we would dance for the devil. And many of y'all have danced for the devil. Oh, look at y'all looking at me acting as though you never danced for the devil. And some of y'all done got to the point now, you just don't have it like you used to have it, but you used to dance. But we ain't doing the mashed potatoes and the snake and the monkey. No, we ain't doing that no more. Hallelujah. But we danced, didn't we? Amen. And my God, then from that to the soul train, and from the soul train to the airplane, we doing everything now. We fly. Lord, thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And so I certainly thank God tonight for all of you, amen, that's here. Listen, I don't want to prolong the time. I want to get right into the word of the Lord here tonight. Amen. Today has been a very long day. We've just been doing some things at funerals and just dealing with situations. And we're preparing now to go back to Haiti. So much going on there now in that country, praise God. Even after the earthquake, and many of y'all by media outlets, and you've seen what took place over there. But we have churches over there that's part of my organization, and orphans that was tore up by the earthquakes. And so we are there trying to help in the recovery. And I believe that God is going to bless each of one of you that helps support the Haitian people in this day and time. Oh, y'all might as well say amen here. Because let me tell you, these are our folk. Yes, they are. Praise God, amen, the African descents, and these folk who did not make it to the shores of these United States and got left right in the middle of the ocean in little island by the name of Haiti. Isn't that something? But then we have to be Christians to be able to reach out to those that has been misfortunate and disadvantaged. Hello, believers. Do anybody believe in helping the less fortunate? Do y'all believe in helping anybody? I said, do you believe in helping anybody? And somebody help you. Somebody help you when you couldn't help yourself. Ain't no need of you sitting up in here acting like you haven't had anybody to help you when you couldn't help yourself. And somebody said, well, what you mean I couldn't help myself? Baby, when you was an infant, you couldn't help yourself. Lord, let me leave that alone. But somebody took care of you. Amen. You didn't put your own diaper on. Nor your huggies either. Say amen. You didn't fix your own bottle. Let me, am I talking to anybody here? Look at the neighbor and say, somebody help me when I couldn't help myself. Couldn't put your shoes on. Didn't even know how to comb your hair. But pastor, somebody helped us when we couldn't help ourselves. Oh, isn't that wonderful? So look at our neighbors and now let us help somebody. Now that we are able to help, let us help somebody. Oh, thank God, thank God. Amen. Listen, we're going to get in the word of the Lord here tonight. I'm just excited about what God is doing. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Get your Bibles and then let us turn, amen, to a passage of scripture in the word of the Lord here tonight, and just see what God is going to do. There's a restoring. Somebody say restoring. In Joel, very familiar passage of scripture, Joel 2:25, in the Old Testament, under the Old Covenant. We're going to walk you through some things, kind of teach you here tonight. I believe that if we're going to move into the next dimension of God, we can't be preached over there. We have to be taught to get over there. Am I talking to anybody here tonight? Because just preaching to you ain't no get you there. But if I teach you, then you can get over there. Hallelujah. And that is so powerful in the direction of what God is doing. Now, in Joel, as a matter of fact, before we get to 25th verse, let's start at the 23rd verse. At the 23rd verse, and we're just going to just walk you through these things. The 23rd verse of Joel, the second chapter of Joel, the 22nd verse. And we're going to begin to teach and walk you through some things tonight to usher us into a greater place with God. Some of you here tonight going to find out that God has a place for all of y'all. Amen. Look at a neighbor and say, God got his hands on me just like he got it on you. Don't think one time because you anointed that God has it not on me. God's hands is on me. I may not have the money you have, but his hands is still on me. Y'all have the 23rd verse? Let us all read the verse. You have it? Let's read. Be glad then. Read. Ye children of what? Zion. Come on, read on. And rejoice in what? And rejoice in the Lord. Come on. Rejoice in the Lord your God. It's to know this. Look at the neighbor say, you ought to have a God that you can rejoice in. Oh God. If you can't rejoice in the God that you worship and that you serve, you need to find a God that you can. But thank God. Let's all read. This is powerful. Read. Now, he has given you the former rain moderately. Now, watch this. He has given you the former rain moderately. In other words, you did not get showers. You got moderate, which means it came in drip drop. Yes, Pastor. Drip drop. And you did not get everything that heaven was releasing. In those days, it was like a drip drop. He gave the former rain moderately. Read. And he would cause to come down. Come on. For you, the what? The rain. Watch this now. The former rain. God. Well, listen here. The former rain and. Which means that whatever God gave those in Old Testament times, we're going to get that plus. Look at a neighbor and say, it ain't over yet, Chief. Because what they had is going to spill on us, and then we're going to get the ladder ring along with what they got too. Let me break it down in a minute, praise God. Let us get there. I want to teach this tonight to get you in a place with God. Is it the former rain and the latter rain in the first month? Because God say it's how you start. It's how you get your focus and where you got to go. You start right, you end right. Start with joy, you ought to end up with joy. Hello, believers. In the 24th verse, and the floors shall be full of wheat, oh God, and the fat shall overflow with wine and oil. In the 25th verse of what we're looking for tonight, and I will restore. Now, watch this. Now, there's some restoration going on. Look at the neighbor say, he about to give it all back. Yes, he is. Oh, you know, I want some real folks up here tonight. Look at the neighbor say, he about to give it all back. And some of y'all that really want it, you ought to come with a wheelbarrow and say, I want it all back. He said, I will restore unto you the what? No, I will restore unto you the year. Oh, did it say years? God knows, I thought it was just going to be last year. Some of y'all been going through from day one. Look at some neighbor. Look at a neighbor say, there's some things I got to get when I was born. Now notice that this is going to bless you. My God, it says, I will restore unto you the years that the locusts have eaten and the cankerworms and the caterpillar and the palmer worms, my great army which I sent among you. Now watch this, 26. And ye shall eat in plenty. Now this one, that restoration going to come. And be what? Satisfied. And see, nothing has been satisfying me lately. And praise the name of your God that has dealt wondrously with you. And my people shall never be ashamed. Somebody lift your hand to God and say, Father, I'm open for you to give me all that's been taken. Somebody say, I want it all back. Now this is for those of you tonight that believe that you've been shortchanged in life. Somebody says shortchanged in life. This is for those of you that feel like in all of your lifetime you have been subtracted from instead of being added to. This for the folks at the night that have lived their lives and have not seen any of their dreams. This is for folk that have been praying, quoting scriptures, stepping out on faith, anointing your head with oil, and believing the Bible, but have not got all you've been going for. Look at a neighbor, said, there's some things I got to get. Hallelujah. And through this tonight, oh my God, It's a thing that God is going to do. And that's why I thank God for this move of God on this week. Because many of you are getting ready to move in some areas in your life where you've never been before. Now I'm going to tell you right now, y'all are getting ready to experience some overflows. And let me add this to the overflow. When I say that you are getting ready to get some overflows, and guess how it's going to come? It's going to come overnight. Hey, and see, you ain't got time to be waiting another 5 years or another 10 years. Somebody say, I got to have it overnight. Somebody say overnight. There are some things that has to work out for me. There are some things got to come to me overnight. There are some things that God got to answer overnight. See, some of y'all don't understand what folks have gone through and what they have dealt with, what marriage and relationship, families and businesses, churches and community, government. You don't know the challenges and the things they have been lacking in. Somebody done got desperate and they're saying, if God don't do it now, then he don't need to come later. Let me talk to some real folk. How many of y'all need something overnight? Do y'all need something to happen right away? Some of y'all talking about even the next 5 years or the next 2 years. Let me tell y'all something right now. I'm so desperate for God to move. And I'm telling God, if you don't come right now, don't even worry about coming later. Because I can't last another 5 years. I can't last. Y'all not going to talk to me. Look on the neighbor's side. He got to come now. Some of you tonight, hear me tonight, believers, because you're going to find out that things in our lives cannot go much further. Now, maybe some of y'all can get used to the pain in your body or the sickness in your body. Maybe some of y'all can get used to being broke and can't pay your bills. Maybe some of y'all can get used to of all hell in your household and all hell in your marriage. But there are some folk, they can't take it no more. There are some of y'all, you may like being unemployed and can't find a job. But there are some folk that's saying, I got to get a job. I got to get a business started. So God is saying to you tonight, there's about to be an overflow of a mighty move of God, because God is getting ready to send restoration. Everything that I stole from you, everything that been taken from you, God is getting ready to give you the overflow. Somebody said the overflow. Now listen tonight. You can be seated, praise God, but let me walk you through this. Whoo, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Tonight, I just believe that the desperation that's in the heart of God's people all over the world. And as I travel, I'm looking at things that is happening. And things that is happening with us. And sometimes we are not ready or bold enough, are comfortable enough to disclose the deep things or the serious things that we deal with in our lives. Some of you are keeping things bottled up on the inside of you. Some of you done closed the door and built walls in your life, and you don't let nobody come in and nothing goes out. Some of you done got to the place where you are living with low self-esteem. ashamed because of the mistakes and because what the devil done to you, then you can't come before God because you feel guilty, you feel shame, you feel condemned. And God say, this thing is about to change. Some of you are getting ready to hold your head up. You are not going to be walking around with your head down talking about, I know I don't deserve this in life, and somebody holding something against you talking about what you done, the mistakes that you made. Can I help somebody tonight? I don't care if you made a million mistakes, if you done repented to God, it's all over, baby, and God is getting ready to bring you what you need in your life. Shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. It's going to be showers of blessings. Somebody say showers of blessings that's going to come upon your life. Let me come around here where y'all are tonight. It's going to be showers of blessings. Somebody lift your hand and say, Lord, just soak me in these blessings. Come on, tell the Lord again. Say, Father, I need you to overshadow me with the blessings. Hallelujah. Clap your hands for Jesus. Now listen here, my friends. When the Lord was speaking to me in reference to this passage of scripture tonight, notice what the word of the Lord says. He said, I'm going to give you, amen, the former ring. I've given you the former ring, moderately, which means it was just a drip drop. It was not much. It was just something to get you through. Am I talking to anybody tonight? Then God say, I'm getting ready to bring the former ring along with the latter ring, because there are some things y'all supposed to have gotten years ago, but you didn't get it. Am I talking to anybody here? And not only that, my brothers and sisters, some folks done gone on before y'all. I'm talking about your great, 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 great grands. I'm talking about those that did not get everything that they deserve, everything that God had for them. But can I tell you right now, for the Bible said that the father leave an inheritance for the children. Did y'all not know all the hell your great, great grands went through? You supposed to get what they didn't get. You supposed to have what they didn't have. I wish I could talk to real folk. Let me tell y'all right now, there's some real estate that belong to you. There is some businesses that belong to you. God, I thank you. Look at somebody sitting by you and say, you just might be a millionaire and I don't know it. Look at them again and say, be careful how you handle me, because I might be the one to bail you out. Good God Almighty, because what God about to do for me, he about to bless me overnight, and something about to happen in my life, and I'm getting ready to let the devil know I am what God said that I am. Shout hallelujah. I feel God. You better give somebody a high five and say, it's on now. It's on now. Come on, say, it's on now. Come on, say it again. It's on now. Look at a neighbor and say, it's headed in my direction. Now, I'm going to say this tonight. Amen. But look at a neighbor and say, I want it all back. Somebody say, I want it all back. What done happened in this hour? And I'm talking to, amen, those of you that are young generation, and whether those that are young at heart. Let me say this to all of you tonight. God never intended for y'all to get saved and get in a church, amen, leaving the world the devil in the flesh, and you done turn your back on that, and then you end up and don't have nothing in your life. That is not the plan of God. Baby, listen, when I was with the devil, I didn't have nothing, but when I come to God, I'm going to have something, because my Bible says, but my God shall supply all of my needs according to his riches in glory. So the rain, somebody said the rain. He said the former rain was moderate. It wasn't showers. It wasn't an outpour. It speaks of the Spirit of God. The rain represents God's Spirit. The Holy Ghost. Under the old covenant, or in the Old Testament, amen, the Holy Ghost did not come in his fullness. The Bible said the Spirit of the Lord moved upon man. In other words, amen, Pastor Chavis, it was a selected few that the Spirit of God came upon. And the Bible said when God needed something to be done, he would get about one person, and the Spirit of the Lord would come upon that one person. Who am I talking about? When Samson had to do something for Israel, the Spirit, let's put it this way, the rain came on one man, and he did it what he had to do. When Jeremiah, I can go on and on. When Isaiah, amen, I can go on and on. When Esther, when the Spirit would come upon a person, they would only do a certain amount. Am I talking to anybody here? Now notice, it will say drip drop. It wasn't the fullness. It wasn't on everybody. It was a drop here, maybe a drip there. It wasn't everywhere. Are y'all listening here? And God said, what I'm getting ready to do, he said, the blessings of Abraham are ours. We have been grafted in into the promises of God. God, let me talk to some real folk. Some of y'all are getting ready, because God, in these last days, he is going to do something not just for your sake. He's going to do it for his sake. Look at a neighbor and say, he ain't gonna just do it for your sake. He's going to do it for his sake. Why is that? Why is God is going to do this, man of God, for his sake? Amen. More so than for your sake. For this reason, you're going to find out. Notice what the word of the Lord say. Be glad then, all ye peoples of the Lord, knowing who your God is. Be glad in your God. Did you not know tonight, all of you are children of the Most High. God is your father. God is your daddy. Am I talking to anybody here tonight? And let me tell you right now, what God going to do. The Bible say this tonight. What did God say? He said, I'm going to do it because of the fact that I don't want to see you the way that you are. He said, you've been made ashamed of. But what I'm getting ready to do for you, you won't be ashamed anymore. Let me leave it alone right there. Look at a neighbor. Say, neighbor, no more shame on my life. Y'all are catching this. Watch this. He said, you will no more be ashamed. Oh, okay. Let me simplify this tonight. Let me simplify, because I feel miracles in this place. I feel miracles in this place tonight. Watch this. Who illustrates this the most? A parent. I'm a parent. Y'all ain't talking to me. I am a parent, I am a father, and I have a son. Oh, y'all ain't talking to me. And when my son is in the midst of other folk, He don't have everything he needs. And what he has is not up to par. I wish I could talk to real folk. My son represents me. You know, I'm going to talk to some real folks in a minute. My son, every time when my son would go to school, somebody would look at him, his raggedy clothes, his run over shoes, his nappy head, and all of a sudden, he is ashamed. He don't want to go to the classroom because he's ashamed. He don't even want to walk around campus because he's ashamed. But God said, I'm tired of my people being ashamed. Listen to me, believers. When they see my child looking like that, the first thing the onlookers are those that are criticizing and making fun of him, and those that are making him ashamed, the question will arise, and the question would be, who is his parent? Who is his parent? Because I can't believe they would send that boy out here looking like that. Am I talking to anybody tonight? I can't believe they won't even comb his head. They won't even put good shoes on his feet. Who is his parent? And all of a sudden, when the word get back to me, as a parent of my son, watch this. If I am a real parent already, let me tell you right now, first of all, I don't want a reflection on me that I don't take care of my children. I don't want nobody to think that I don't take care of my very own children. Can I talk to some real folk? Well, I'm going to help y'all right now. You are a child of God. Lord, let me leave that alone. But look at a neighbor and say, neighbor, I am his child. But wait a minute. Look at the devil. Look at the critics out there. They are looking at some of y'all talking about, oh, you saved, huh? Oh, you're supposed to be anointed, huh? Oh, you're supposed to be one all filled with the Holy Ghost and talking about your God. Talking about God is a healer. God is a blesser. And then the sinner folks are looking at some of y'all and saying, well, you say you're anointed. Why ain't you ain't got a car? Why you broke? Why you looking like you look? That's what the devil is telling God's folk. Well, since you saved, you look like to me, you ought to have what you want in your life. Have anybody ever walked up to y'all, why, amen, as you go to church, and they'll tell you, you're going to church, man, why you going through stuff what you're going through? You serving God, why you going through what you're going through? Amen, why, amen, you serving God, why haven't you got something in your life? Well, the devil is looking at some of us, and you know what done happened? Even David in the Bible, for the Bible said David looked around and saw the wicked prospering, and David got discouraged. He said, God, you are my father. He said, why is it that the wicked prosper and I'm living for you and ain't got nothing? But can I help y'all right now? The Bible said when God looked at David, he said, you are my child. Then God turned around and blessed David. And David stood up and said, the Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want. Oh, y'all ain't ready for this. Look at a neighbor. Say, neighbor, he gonna give it all back. He gonna bless my family. He gonna bless my children. He gonna bless my grandchildren. He gonna bless my household. Shout hallelujah. The Bible says When David went to God, he said, God, I'm tired of being made ashamed. I'm tired of them making mockery of me. I'm tired of them saying what I ought to have for being your child. I'm tired of them saying what I ought to possess because I'm your child. And all of a sudden, the Bible said David got the benefits from God. Let me tell y'all believers something tonight. It doesn't matter what church you're from. Living for Jesus, God will take care of you. Y'all ain't ready for this here. Look at a neighbor and say, if you live for Jesus, God will take care of you. Lift your hand and say, yes, he will. Now watch this. The Bible said David, he started giving praise to God. He started adoring God. He began to say, the Lord is my refuge. He is my strong tower. He is my fortress. Am I talking to anybody up in here? Then David went on to say, the Lord is. He is the light of my salvation. David said, and then all of a sudden, when God started blessing David with all of the benefits in his life, then I heard David said, when he got old in age, he said, I want y'all to know, I've been young, but now I'm old. I never seen the righteous forsaken, nor their seed begging bread. I want you to know, neighbor, tell somebody he gonna give it all back. Wait a minute, I see it happening. How many of y'all want something to happen right away for y'all? Come on, look at the neighbor and say, something about to happen right away. Somebody say, overnight. Watch this. He says to me, he's the son, tell my people, I'm going to do it not just for their sake. I'm going to do it for my sake. And when my son would come home after school, he's already been made ashamed of. Some of y'all ride around in certain cars. You don't want to park it up front. You want to park it in the back parking lot because you're ashamed of your own car. Some of y'all don't want to wear certain clothes because you're ashamed of the outfit because it ain't becoming to you. Some of y'all are ashamed of living in certain houses or certain apartments. Amen. But God said no more, because the moment my son came home to me and said, Daddy, I'm tired of children making fun of me, then it touches my heart and I begin to say, wait a minute, son, I'm gonna let them know who your daddy is. Y'all ain't heavy up in here. I'm gonna let them know that I ain't broke, and y'all ain't ready for this. I'm gonna let them know that I got everything in my hand. How many of y'all got a daddy that got everything in his hand? Shout glory, somebody. Watch this. When he tells me, when my natural biological son tells me this, it moves me. Now I'm talking about a real parent. You would do whatever in your might that you won't be looked at a certain way. Because all of a sudden they're going to start seeing you, passing your house, or seeing you in the community. I don't believe you let your children look like that. But the change is about to come now. Because I'm getting ready to tell my biological son, come on, let's go. What you gonna do, Dad? We going shopping. We going shopping. I want to break this simple for the young folks tonight. They can start believing God. We going shopping. And the moment we go shopping, we're not going to get anything that look down on. If you know that you want to represent, you're going to represent with the best. Look at the neighbors. I'm tired of having the less in my life. It's time for the best. I done had less all of my life. But I heard God say, I'm getting ready to give you the best. Look at the neighbors. Come on. Because my Father, in my Father's house, are many mansions. Can you say amen, somebody? You ain't got to worry about what's going to happen tomorrow. Because my God is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Lift your hand and shout glory. Listen, let me walk you through this. I'm going to be through in a prayer in a minute. Because I heard God said tonight, he's a condition of mind to the folk of what's getting ready to happen. Look at the neighbor, said it's coming from God this time. Now, God is about to do something for y'all. Watch this. Because he said, I will no longer have you to be made ashamed. He said, you're going to eat in plenty. You're going to be satisfied. You won't have need for nothing. Look at somebody says, some money coming too. Let me get out of here. Y'all don't want no money. Somebody that wants some money, shout money. And the one that didn't shout money don't want their bills paid. The one that didn't shout money don't want to get out of debt. But somebody wants some money, you better shout money. Listen to me. He said, you will eat in plenty and you will be satisfied. He said, I'm getting ready to do this. I'm getting ready to bless you with showers of blessings. Somebody get ready this week. Because God says, you ain't got to wait for another week. You can get it before Friday. You know, I want to talk to some real folk. How many of y'all got some faith around here? How many of y'all believe God around here? Lift your hands. I believe God. I believe God. I was talking to a couple on yesterday. I just had talked with them a day or so before, telling them about what God is going to do. There is desperation in the body of Christ. Many of y'all are not saying anything, but there's a spirit of desperation in you. You ain't got 5 months to play with. Some of y'all ain't got 5 days to play with. Because this bill was due 5 months ago. This mortgage note is 10 months behind. You ain't got another month. And I was talking to this couple. The desperation was so bad that when there's not enough in the home, it affects the marriage. Hallelujah. when the needs are not met. I wish I could help you. Frustration sets in. Some of y'all are on edge. Any little thing would just tick you off. Because you're mad, you're angry. Because you can't put bacon on the table. Because you can't do anything for each other as far as taking care of needs. They begin to say, Apostle, we don't know what to do because of the lack and because of things we don't have. All hell is breaking out because nothing is happening for us. We can't find a job. We can't get this going for us. All of our dreams are going down the drain. Look like to me we don't know what to do. I said, well, you must have known what to do because you're sitting in my office. It's no way the man of God gonna show up in your presence and God not gonna make a change. Do y'all think right now that God sent me to Opelousas just to be down here? The devil is a lie. Somebody about to get a miracle. Look at a neighbor, somebody about to get a miracle. Ooh, hey! They came back the next day. I was talking to them and I said, the husband came in smiling. And I said, maybe his wife kissed him before he got in the door. You know, sometimes just a little kiss, wife, would put a little glitter in his eyes. Let me find a real church. Can you say amen, somebody? Y'all don't believe that, couples. Maybe I need to say something about that. Man has an ego. Man. He has his ego. There's no man never think he beneath another man. There's not one man think he's not handsome. Why y'all looking at me like, Lord God. But just, even though you know he is not where he say he is, but you got to tell him and agree anyway. You never want to tell another man about another man. You know, I'm going to have to get out this back door because y'all don't want nothing around here. You got to brag on your man. I don't know how I got in this area, Pastor Shavitz. But this not going to cost you nothing. Say amen. You say, well, Pastor, what you talking about? Is that Bible? Yes! The Bible says in Proverbs, a woman will make her man known in the gates. Oh, yes, 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 yes. She make him known. What does that mean? What are gates? Entrance and exits. That means that everything come in, I'm boasting about it. Everything goes out, I'm boasting about it. Thank you, Father. Now watch this here. Some of y'all don't know this word, but you put a glitter in his eye. When you make a man feel like he's more than a man. And even though you know he really not all of that. But you got to know that man got an ego. Am I talking to anybody here tonight? You will make a man leave house, come back in the evening with a furniture truck backed up to the door. Lord, let me leave that alone right there. Look at a neighbor, say, neighbor, you better know how to boast, man. You better know how to boast. when he get ready to leave home in the morning. Look at some of y'all. Y'all men ought to be smiling. When a man get ready to leave home in the morning, you know he the one out there putting them 8 hours in. Ain't a getting his hands dirty, getting tired in his body. But listen, when he walk out the door, see, you got to keep his ego flapping and going and going and going. When he walk out the door, he gonna look back and say, what you still standing in the door for? I just want to see you one more time before you leave. Baby, Lord have mercy. Man, he'll come back with roses, cake. He'll come back with a car. Shout hallelujah. Look at a neighbor. Say, neighbor, you better do what God say do. Let me leave that alone. Let's move on to something else. I talk about that next time. Say amen. I feel the Holy Ghost in here right now. Look at somebody, says some change is going to happen this week. Because God about to give it all back. You will not be made ashamed of the car you drive. You will not be made ashamed of the clothes you wear. You will not be made ashamed of the food that you eat. Because God about to step in. He about to tell the devil, you belong to him. You are his child. I saw this in the spirit. And tonight I just want to lay a foundation for some of you. It may not be the type of preaching that some of y'all are used to. I'm not here to preach on sermonette to you. And which we can so easily do that. Whichever flavor you want. Look at a neighbor and say, whatever flavor you want. No matter what flavor it is, you still will get the same thing. Okay, I don't want vanilla ice cream. That's vanilla flavor. I want chocolate. That's chocolate flavor. I want strawberry. That's strawberry flavor. I want coconut ice cream. Can I tell you? It's all whatever flavor. You want me to hoop it out? We go in. Jesus! It's still gonna be God. But I'm gonna use the flavor I got. This is what's gonna happen, believers. Hear me what I'm saying tonight, because I'm seeing nothing but miracles everywhere I go. I was just in South Africa not long ago with thousands of Africans came to the meeting. It was so many they had to turn them away. You was there? The man got up and said, with all, it was already thousands. Either will y'all thousand go away. Don't come back. Let the other thousand come. Have y'all ever heard something like that? It's because what God is doing right now around this world. God has released something in my hands, in my life, in my spirit to bring miracles to his people. Some of y'all done seen television where you see preachers and you are saying, oh, look at Benny Hinn. Look at Reinhard Bonnke. Look at this man. Look at the old, I wish I had airfare to fly to California. I wish I had lodging money to stay at hotels to go to one of those meetings. But can I help y'all right now? He got the men of God and women of God right among you that got power from on high. Look at a neighbor and say, it's already here. He said miracles is going to take place because everything that God would do to bring about glory to him, he would work a miracle. And that is why many of y'all are going to get something overnight. Somebody said overnight. And when God begin to move in the way he's going to move, it's going to come so quickly. Because the prophetic word is out on y'all lives. Can you say amen? And that's why the devil, he getting ready to talk to some of y'all. Now watch this. Because the blessing going to come overnight. Amen. Now they getting ready to change their talk. Their presentation going to change now. Because before, you was made ashamed. They was telling you, you saved. You're supposed to already have this. Why you ain't got this? Why you ain't got them kind of clothes? You're supposed to be living for God. Now it's about to change. Even the devil know you're supposed to have it. Look at your neighbor and say, even the devil know you're supposed to have something. So now you're ready to get it. Now watch this. You're ready to get everything that the devil made you ashamed of. Now what's getting ready to happen? They getting ready to hate up on you. Because now they saying, who do you think you are? What make you ride around in a Bentley and dressing in a suit every day? How you as a single mother, amen, got five kids, ain't got no Sweet Willie around, and you riding in a Bentley, and then you got a BMW you don't hardly ever drive, then you got a SUV parked in the back. Well, I thought you said I supposed to have this. Now that I got it, leave me alone. Look at a neighbor. Say, neighbor, some folks are getting ready to investigate you. Because they're going to try to figure out how you getting all of that and ain't got no job. Come on and shout hallelujah. Come on and shout hallelujah. Somebody said, God, don't do it for me. This couple that came to me, and I'm going to say this, I'm going to pray for some of you. I didn't want to be alone before you tonight. When they came back, he was smiling. Oh, glory to God. She hadn't kissed him, though. She hadn't kissed him, but something else had happened. He's a man of God. He said, when we came and you told us and you prophesied and you prayed the prayer of faith, the same prayer I'm going to pray over some of y'all tonight, that God say no more ashamedness in your life. No more lack. You getting ready to see the blessings of God. Look at a neighbor and say, it's about that time. God, I feel the Holy Ghost in here. He said, man to God, I went back to the same company that refused me. And they said they wouldn't hire me. After you prayed, not only did they give me the job or the position that I once had, so they gave me a higher position. I make three times as much money with more benefits than I ever had. Oh, y'all ain't talking to me. Listen to me. It happened so quickly because they came and received what God has given the man of God. Don't ever think that God will send an individual to a city and send them in vain. No. If you can embrace what God put on them, you will get a miracle. Somebody say, a miracle. They got blessed with this high-paying job. And they said to me, me and my wife now are replanning. This will get ready to happen to y'all. Because things has gone a certain way for so long. It's been like this and at a standstill. You cease the plan. Because ain't nothing to plan with. You're right. Come on now. Now God is getting ready to get you back into planning business. Because now your overflow about to come. And look at the neighbors. I'm getting ready to replan. I'm getting ready to set some things up for me. I'm getting ready to see where I'm going to park this car. What clothes I'm going to put in this closet. What food going to go in this pantry. I wish I could talk to real folk. Then you're about to say, what exclusive restaurant we getting ready to go to? Because McDonald's is not on the list anymore. Somebody said, I'm about to replan. Said, life ain't over. My dreams are not over. My desires are not over. Somebody said, I'm about to replan. You better touch somebody and say, it ain't over. You about to get back on the table, baby. You about to get a pencil and paper. You about to start writing now. What you about to do in your household? What you about to buy? What you about to have? Somebody's about to replan. Oh, glory to God. They said, we're getting ready to replan some things. I said, she said, oh, yes. She was just, now she's smiling. She's a apostle. I always wanted this, and now we can get it. Is there anybody here tonight have always wanted some? Okay. I'm going to have to ask that question again. Have anybody here tonight ever wanted some? Yeah. Now, I still don't sit up because some of y'all are so ashamed and feel guilty. I don't feel worthy for it anyway. Lucia, I'm going to ask that question again. Have y'all ever felt you always wanted something? Yeah. And you couldn't get it? Yeah. I'm going to ask that again because they didn't hear me. Have any of y'all ever wanted something and you couldn't get it? Yes. Well, God sent me to Opelousa to tell y'all, you can get it now. You can get it now. Somebody said now. Now. Get up on your feet and go give somebody a high five. Say, I'm going to get it now. Go tell five folk, I'm about to get it now. Somebody said now. Somebody's about to get it now. Look at them again. So I've been waiting on some things, but I couldn't get it. But I'm going to get it now. Because God has showed up in his place. I'm about to get my dreams. I'm about to get the house I always wanted. I'm about to get the car I always wanted. I'm about to get the wardrobe I always wanted. I'm about to get the hairstyle I always wanted, including my nails, baby. Standing on your feet all over this place. Everybody's standing. Everybody's standing tonight. I'm not through with this teaching. But I got to pray with you tonight because tomorrow we going to another level. Tonight I'm giving you just a foundation and appetite for you to get hungry and go bring somebody else with you. Because look at the neighbors, there are some more folks out there. Been wanting something to happen.